I still can't get my fingers in there.
I'd love to know where they got that.
Me too, because I think it was a blackmail audio or something. I'm not sure what that was from.
Hey, I want to address something here we got on our SMS gateway. You can text us at 920-550-1210. Somebody here asked, is the F-100 coming in? The answer is yes. It arrived yesterday right at the end of the air show. He did a straight flyby and then kicked in the afterburner. It was cool.
Nice. Lots of noise.
Lots of noise. And I mean, it wasn't just a whoosh. It was a pop when he lit the afterburner up on it.
I guess, you know, he's back there tossing matches.
Either that or he was dumping a bucket of gas in the engine.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Hold still. Anyway, we have the DAV and air support with us again.
Love air support. They keep the atmosphere up so we don't get crushed by it.
They should have been here last week from what I hear.
Yeah, no kidding. Where were you guys? Where were you guys Saturday morning when that storm hit? I mean.
I'll tell you what. I was in my RV hanging on.
I'll bet.
Hoping for the best. But, gentlemen, it is a treat and a pleasure to be back with you guys.
Well, thank you. I don't believe a word of that. We'll let you say it.
Yeah, all right. The check's in the mail.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it's part of our experience to come here and to be part of what you guys do and the operation that you guys run, the way you put out the information. It's great. We're honored to be here.
Okay, well, we're happy to have you.
Yeah, we're the paper shredder of Oshkosh here, you know.
Oh my goodness. I've never heard it put that way before. So what is air support?
Well,
my ignorance light came on there.
Air support is my company. I'm Mike McCabe and I'm the president of air support. We founded it about 20 years ago, and it is an air show management and planning firm that has kind of widened our scope over the years to include some of the other components of air shows. And one of the things that we're most proud of is our now 13-year-long program that we operate on behalf of disabled American veterans, and that's the DAV flight team, which you gentlemen are very familiar with and have seen our display. It's been a program that we've taken to air shows literally all around the country. We are almost up to 50 states, and we hope to check that box next year. And it's a program that allows us to tell DAV's story of service to veterans and the many services that it provides. And we utilize the airshow venue to do that. We have a remarkable 38-foot-long display trailer that has all kinds of information available for veterans to see, and veterans, not only veterans, but the public. But the highlight, of course, is the aircraft that participate with us. And we have a number of aircraft that join us around the country. Most often, the B-25, particularly the B-25 Panchito that a lot of us know. But here at Air Venture this year, in keeping with the focus on the Vietnam era of aviation, we're having several aircraft with us, the Skyhawk and the Sky Raider. And so it's very exciting for us to be here this year.
Yeah. Is this the first time you've actually used the jet?
It's the first time we've used the jet. It is the second time we've used other than B-25 aircraft. We try to change it up occasionally to support EAA and Warbirds as they change the theme from year to year. We like to be as supportive of that as we can. And with the opportunity to work with Paul Woods, his aircraft was just a great opportunity. We could not pass that up.
Are you getting a lot more Vietnam-era guys since they see that jet as opposed to thinking, oh, this is for the old World War II people?
Well, it is, and it's timely. You know, as we all know, all the World War II aircraft are very iconic. Everyone recognizes them, but sadly, the population of those veterans is shrinking each day. But the population of veterans, particularly the veterans who are in significant need of some of the resources that they're entitled to, the Vietnam era guys, those folks are very welcoming of seeing those kinds of aircraft. It's a way for us to remind them and the public that these are the folks that we need to be helping and supporting. So it keeps it timely, keeps it focused, and that's what we like to do.
Well, that's certainly a job that needs to be done.
I'll tell you what, though, the one thing that really threw me was they were talking about a Skyhawk, and of course,
yeah, being I know 172.
Right, I was thinking, why are they focusing on 172? And then it dawned on me, duh, it's the Heinemann Hot Rod, the A4. Duh. Yeah. You know, and the thing is, with the jet aircraft in the Vietnam era, there's not a lot of them flying.
Yeah, that's one era that hasn't been represented in collections very well.
Well, and it's true. As the technology of the historic Warbirds advances, it becomes more difficult for operators to obtain, maintain, and operate the aircraft. So The pool is probably not going to grow in the future, so those airplanes that we have to work very hard to maintain and safeguard, and also we work hard to give the public an opportunity to see them. And DAV is very, very honored to be able to have the opportunity to do that. It's very much about our mission.
How did you guys get involved with DAV?
Well, as I said, Air Support is an air show management company, and a number of years ago, probably 14 years ago, DAV reached out to us after having some limited experience in going to air shows. Wasn't the best experience for them, and they reached out to us and said, how could we do this better? And we spent the next year developing a test program that we tried at a few air shows, and very quickly it became very obvious that this is a great fit. The market, the folks that DAV wants to talk to, the veterans and those people here, you know, the Americans who want to support those folks, these are the folks who go to air shows. As you guys know, there's probably no more patriotic type of event in the world than an air show. And the partnership, not only between, you know, the civilians and military, get to see all those assets at air shows, it became the best term I heard for it is just a blinding flash of the obvious. To bring DAV to this venue to let folks, you know, it's a great way to communicate with them. And then out of that test program began the air show program. Very quickly, we came to Oshkosh. We were invited 1 year by Mike Sloss, who's one of the past presidents of EEA Warbirds. And out of that has grown what is now this 13-year relationship, 10 years here at Oshkosh. This is our 10th anniversary year. We're very excited about that.
That is pretty wild. You know, there's an F-35 up there. Maybe we can get them to push that over where you guys are.
Well, you know, if you can make that happen, we'd be pretty grateful.
Yeah, I think you'd take that. Huh? That'd be okay.
We'd accept that.
You just said a name that is familiar to me, Mike Sloss. Is that Dr. Mike Sloss?
It is.
Former A-1 driver, Naked Fanny was his airplane.
Absolutely, and we note the tie there. There's kind of some symmetry there with Mike, who is now, I want to say, the third or fourth past president of Warbirds, but it was through his conversations with him bringing the team, our team, to Oshkosh, followed by his predecessor, Rick Siegfried, who we worked with to really build the program, and going on with current president Harold Cannon. It's just been a great, great relationship. And while I'm mentioning the names, I do want to mention Bill Fisher, who, you know, runs the day-to-day ops of Warbirds and does an outstanding job.
So how do you guys convince? I was going to say con, but that's not the right word.
No, it is the right
pilot
word.
Into lending his airplane for your cause.
Well, the cause speaks for itself. I mean, the opportunity to support veterans, and particularly DAV and their 1.3 million member organization that's been around for over 80 years, it's not a hard question for us to ask. In fact, we often have the opposite problem of people reaching out to us, whether it's pilots, aircraft owners, volunteers who want to come and support. One of the challenges we have every year is we don't have an unlimited budget, and we could go to way more air shows than we could just because the folks who are producing air shows around the country really value this program, want the opportunity to help support it. So every year we always have many more requests than we can fill, and the one thing, you know, I do like to assure air shows is we keep a long list, and we'll get there as soon as we can, and we've been pretty good about doing that. As I said, it's almost a 50 state footprint now that we've done shows in almost every state. And you know,
well, if you guys are going to Hawaii, let me know. I'll go help out.
Yes, I'd volunteer for that
brochures.
Too.
Well, that's good to know. We haven't had any shortage of volunteers for that one.
No, yet, not that one. Yeah,
but that's one of the ones we're working on.
But we Alaska, another story.
Oh no. He may not want to go to Alaska, but I would. I'd like to see Alaska.
We have actually sent the team up to Alaska in the past for shows, and I'm with you. My schedule wouldn't allow me to go, but that's just a premium place to go, just a wonderful facility up there. And just to go to Alaska, well, how great is that?
I just have one request. I want to bring my motorcycle.
Okay. It's a long ride.
Yeah, and they're going in December.
That's fine. I got heated clothing. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Not that heated.
No, it's been a very remarkable program. We're very proud of it. We're honored to do it. It is a truly special work that we're allowed to do.
Well, I'm glad you guys took up the cause because those guys need the help.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to continue to come back here to AirVenture year after year after year.
Well, certainly we'll come back as long as we're invited. We have a great relationship here that we've built not only with Warbirds but with the EAA overall. The support we get is just remarkable. And we work year-round on the planning for this. We get to work with a lot of the leadership of EAA. I can't tell you, and the members really need to be aware of this. The leadership of this organization, the staff, the support team, they are doing just remarkable work, and these people truly are enthusiasts. I haven't met anybody in this organization who's doing it for a paycheck, and the organization, the membership, really needs to be proud of that.
Okay.
They have a great team working for them.
Well, again, north up the flight line to Warbird Alley?
Absolutely. At Warbird Alley, we're on the southwest corner. I had to check my mental compass there.
Look for the Sky Raider and the A4. You can't miss either of them.
No, the Sky Raider is the A4. You're looking for... Oh, that's right. I got that Sky
Slap
Hawk
him.
Thing.
Slap him.
Confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look for the Sky Raider and the 172. Dude, no.
Yep, there you go.
Okay, well, if it'll help, look for the big yellow DAV flag. And
there you go.
Can't miss that.
Look for that big airplane.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, wishing I could sit in that A4 and make engine noises.
There you go. And I'm, and this is EAA Radio.